Hello and welcome to the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Mr. Joe Swash.
Hello everyone, how are you?
How are you? You've just come off stage.
Yeah. Alright, we've got a little half-hour break and then we're going to go on and do our second one of the day. Yeah.
Alright, my friend Alex is here. If you don't mind, this isn't the first time we've met. And you won't remember this.
Alright, go on. Is that always scared?
If you pull this picture out, I got a selfie with you at Anton Deck's takeaway on tour.
Oh, yeah.
At the O2 in London.
I remember.
There you go. I printed it off for you.
Look at that, eh? I'm a bit worried.
It is an awful picture quality.
Yeah, I'm a bit worried. Are you a stalker?
Well, slightly. But we have got similar teeth.
We haven't.
People notice that.
We've got a little gap in our teeth.
Yeah.
We're very handsome men. Oh, thank you. I'll have that.
Do you want that? Put it up in your dressing room.
I'll have that. Excuse me.
So, you're here, Cinderella, at the Harlow Playhouse.
Yeah.
You've done this before a few times, play buttons.
Yeah. I've done it three or four times, play buttons. But it's always quite a tight turnover from the I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here now, to the Pando. So, I literally landed on a Wednesday and started this on the Thursday. So, yeah, I'm a little bit jet-lagged, but it's all right.
Did you do much rehearsal before going to Australia? Or was it literally that one day... On stage.
I had one day and then they pushed me on stage, yeah. So, yeah, we got through it in the end. I think I know my lines now. So, yeah, come and watch it now. It's going to be really cool.
How many shows have you done and now you've just gone, yeah, I think I know my lines, yeah.
Halfway through. Usually it's the last couple I start to feel comfortable. But, I'm doing all right today.
I guess the good thing about Panto is it can be spontaneous, though. So you can bring the audience and you can... move from the script slightly.
I mean, we're not doing Chekhov or anything like that, so it's always, you know, I think the audience like to see mistakes because they're kind of in on the joke then, which suits me because there's quite a few mistakes.
Is there much audience participation in this?
Yeah, lots. They get up on stage, they have a little dance. Yeah, it's really good panto.
You know my next question.
Go on.
We're watching the performance tonight.
Yeah, do you want to get up on stage?
There's stage participation. I'm not forcing you. Like, I'm not saying it's easy.
Whereabouts are you sitting?
Well, I don't know yet. My tickets are here somewhere.
All right, get Ed to point you out to me.
And okay, but if something can be sorted...
I'll try. We're going to have to drop two little kids. But if you want to drop two kids... You know,
I'll ruin their Christmas. I don't care, Joe. I want to be on stage with Joe Swash.
No, we'll try and get him up there. We'll see what we can do.
How is this compared? Obviously, you've played buttons in Cinderella, other theatres. How have you found the Harlow crowds compared to other places you've done this before?
The Harlow crowds are brilliant. You know, we've just finished doing the schools and they're all so energetic. And then we have the later shows and they're slightly a little bit edgier. And they really like it, the audiences. They get involved, they're loud. You know, it's a good night out.
What would you say are three top tips
if
I was to now go and play buttons on stage?
I'd say your three top tips. Get a nice pair of tights that don't ladder. I'm going through tights like there's no tomorrow. I'd say learn your lines. It always helps.
Are you just saying things that you haven't done?
Yeah.
Is that your tips?
Basically, just do everything I ain't done. Yeah, do the opposite to me.
I love the idea of you doing a workshop for kids, going, how do you make it to be Joe Swash on telly?
Yeah.
Just do everything I've not done.
That's the best advice I can give.
Just
I haven't done, yeah.
So do you find there's one thing you've done in your whole career that everyone talks to you about? Is it The Jungle? Is it EastEnders? Is it Panto?
I'd say it's probably 50-50 between EastEnders and Jungle. People still recognise me from playing Mickey. But then, The Jungle's kind of at the forefront as well.
Is there one thing you'd rather be known for? Because I imagine when you started as an actor, like the telly side was reality TV wasn't the plan initially. Mm. So do you sometimes think, no, I think people forget I'm actually an actor. I'm not just some bloke on eating some kangaroos.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think I've not done any acting for a few years now. So I'm trying to get back into it. But with The Jungle, really, I mean, that's just, it's having the public recognition and having the public vote for you. That's always such a nice thing.
I'm one of those voters.
He would have voted.
I'll pay you later.
Cheers. We're going to actually go and watch it this evening.
Yeah.
Can you give us a few things maybe we can expect? What can people expect if they...
You might get a bit wet.
Oh, really?
Especially if Ed points out where you're sitting, you might get really wet.
That's fine.
Yeah?
We're open to anything.
All right, we'll show you.
I'm getting a new phone at Christmas, so if it gets ruined.
Yeah.
As long as it saves the interview, it's fine, isn't it?
Well, you might get a little bit wet, so yeah. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'll try and spot you.
All right, we'll let you get on. I know you've got a quick turnaround.
Yeah, I'm going to get you
Thank you so much for that, Joe. You're a legend.
Pleasure,
it's been an honour, seriously.
Enjoy it, man. Enjoy it.
Cheers, mate.
Come check us after, tell me what you think of it.